Chapters.
The Fox City Score Chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here this morning with Randy Melzer. Hi, Randy.
Good morning, Pat. And finally, we get ourselves a beautiful day.
We do.
So if you're thinking about going out to play golf, though, you're still going to have to wear your boots because it's going to be a little messy out there, but at least the sun's out.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So I'd like to remind everybody that Biz Talk is brought to you each week by the Fox City Score Chapter. We're located in downtown Appleton, and we'll spend a little bit of time later in the show talking more about that. But first, we'd like to turn to our guest this morning, John Allness from Allness Health Insurance and Wellness in Appleton. Hi, John.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you?
Very well.
Good, good. We've got an exciting show this morning. We're going to be talking about small business and health insurance in general. So, John, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, Pat. Our business, Allness Health Insurance and Wellness, we're right down in Appleton, downtown Appleton, and it's a family business. My wife, my sister, my son and daughter all work together in providing health insurance education and getting people advice when they start selecting their health insurance.
How did you get involved? Have you been in the health insurance field for a while?
Since 1999. So
That's a while.
Had a career change, so it's been about 18 years. Got into the business actually to help reform it. So I spent a lot of time looking at what the problems are, what the solutions might be, it's been very exciting.
John, I have to ask you an honest question. I understand you're one of the few people in the world who's actually read the entire Affordable Health Care Act. Is that really true?
I did. I read the House version, the mm-hmm. Senate version, and then the final bill was more on the Senate version.
So if people are looking for somebody who really is knowledgeable, you're the person to talk to.
Yeah, the bill does a lot of, the new law does a lot of good things, mm-hmm. But the one big thing it does not do is address costs very well.
Okay. And we'll get into a little bit of that as we go along. The only other question I had, you mentioned that, you know, here in Appleton. I also noticed on your website you have indications of Minnesota. Is that a connection that you have?
So we do business in Wisconsin, Minnesota. We also have some agents down in Texas and Ohio.
Okay.
So in our world, we've got to grow and spread and be more valuable to the carriers we represent.
Okay.
And you've seen quite a bit of change in the last, particularly 10 years, but 20 years that you've been doing this, right?
Yes. Everybody. You know, everyone's affected by it, whether people have Medicare, where people have large group coverage, small group coverage, individual family, people that have Medicaid, the lower income people. So everyone's affected by it. And the big thing I see happening is that all of us are having to take ownership of our health more than ever.
When you say that, how do you mean that? Can you kind of spread that out a little bit? I mean, we all know if we're well or we're sick, but what do you mean by saying we need to take ownership?
So we used to be able to go to a doctor and everything was paid. Mm-hmm. You know, many employer plans, there was zero deductibles, zero copays. Everything was paid for, so we never questioned anything. And now when we have these higher deductibles, we're like, wait a second. Can I get this somewhere else? Am I getting the right approach to my health?
Okay.
So it's forcing people to shop. And this is happening in a big way just in the last 2 years here.
So as a consumer, I'm used to being in an environment where somehow or other I got a hold of a card through my employer or through something I purchased privately. I take that card. That card tells me what I have for benefits and what I have for costs. I take that in when I need to, and then I wait and see what happens to me, right? Financially, and that might be part of what you're talking about is changing and how you have to take ownership for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It used to be, it didn't matter. You weren't affected that much. You didn't pay that much. Maybe $5, maybe $10. And now people have $5,000, $6,000 deductibles. So they go to a doctor for a visit, and the bill is $4,000, $8,000,
mm-hmm.
and they're finally like, whoa. And then they come back and say, didn't do anything. We didn't find anything out. So there's a little bit of frustration there in what mm-hmm. the costs are.
How is the ownership part of this? How have you seen this change? You talk about just in the last 2 years, a lot of change. Can you give us some examples of things that are happening that are part of that ownership change that people have to do?
So it's slow, Pat. The changes, it's slow. But the biggest thing is employers. With their employees, they've got their attention because the employee understand that it's their money,
mm-hmm.
and they're also seeing that it affects their job and their company and the growth of the business and everything else. So the employees are beginning to listen, as well as individual and families are beginning to listen and look at alternatives that might be better.
Okay. When it comes to that, now, the role that your organization plays in helping to educate both the employer and the individual on what's available out there, what kind of educational role do you play? How do you get involved with that?
So for an employer and even for an individual family, it's really the strategy that they want to approach their health care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people have the approach, I don't care what it costs, I just, you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, I can afford it. So those people are maybe a little bit less likely to be open to looking at some different avenues to receive their health care and insurance. But many employers, they have to have a strategy set up. They have to, like, okay, I've got so much money here. How do I use this money best? How can I get this benefit in my employees' hands? So what we're seeing are a lot of reimbursement-type programs. We're seeing savings account programs. We're seeing direct contracts with providers. The employer can tell the employees, you can go to the doctor now and know the price up front because you've got a higher deductible, but now I'm going to put money in your account to help you pay for that.
Okay.
And when the employee understands it's their money, they approach health and health care and their insurance in a very different way.
Okay.
I would bet that if we talk to a lot of individuals, consumers, that there's an awful lot of confusion right now. There has been a lot of confusion for a couple of years here. And how do we cut through and try and make that confusion less?
Great question, Pat.
Okay, 2 hours
we're going to put together an army, but it's, you know, one person at a time, and it's, you know, it starts with the employer, the culture of the company. You know, we care, the employer, we care about the employees. We want you to be well. We want you to be successful in what you do for us. And so it really starts in the culture. It's going to start in a lot of the doctor offices, believe it or not. There's doctors out there that are stepping out and doing what's called direct pay, private practices, where they show the prices right up front, and people get a much better value with that.
But ultimately, it comes down to the individual, right, the consumer, and they have to take the responsibility, where maybe not so much in the past, but more and more, they have to take the responsibility for their own, as you say, responsibility for their own health care and the costs that are associated with that health care.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, and that's the hard part.
Yeah.
And some people find it easier to do than others, but yes, I recommend to people to, you know, get experts. And we do a lot of directing people to different providers, and you know, one of the classic stories was a person was able to save having surgery because they went someplace else, found a solution, and was able to avoided their colon being removed. So
Ooh.
You can imagine how what a great thing that was.
Right. Yeah, you're talking some very, very heavy costs in something like that. How much of a competitive role for an employer is it to understand this when it comes to being able to find good people to work for them? People say, this is what we have. I've learned this, and this is how we can help you as an employee. Does that help the employer find good people and keep them?
Yes, that's what the benefits are designed to do, to attract and retain. But it's a really tough issue right now with the labor market, what's going on.
Okay. How does the employer explain that? What do I tell an employee? What's the best way to approach that?
It's a compensation discussion. So you've got your wage, your salary, the different compensation. You've got your benefits that you may or may not be able to offer. So many employers, especially smaller employers, are being very, very creative in what they're doing. But it's really a discussion with either one-on-one or with the employees as a group. Health savings accounts is something that's taking greater hold because the employees, especially younger employees, are realizing what a great investment tool this is. You can put money into it, let the money grow with the stock market doing what it's doing, and never have to pay taxes on the interest, on the money put into that. And when you retire, if you have a couple $100,000 in that account, again, it's never taxed. As long as you use it for qualified expenses, yeah. And when you are retired, if you take money out for doing different things, it's taxed at the lower rate when you're retired.
But it's not a lose it or use it kind of a situation, which some of these programs are.
That's correct. The health savings account is really a fundamental that many employers are going to.
Now, that is provided, you have to go to your financial institution. They provide that, or does that come through the employer as far as trying to set up an HSA?
It can be both. So the individual employee can set up, but many employers are setting it up, and they're actually putting money into the employees' accounts, so helping them fund.
So they'll do some matching funding and so on.
Correct. And I tell employers it's the best thing you can do, because now you've got the money in the employees' hands and let them decide how they want to spend it. Mm-hmm. And now these direct care providers just open up new doors to get better care at a lower cost.
Yeah. I know as my time as an employer, when the health insurance review would come around every year, it was very frustrating as an employer to have to deal with the changes and the increasing costs, which were, you know, multiplying on a very fast level, and then try and pick a package that would be still attractive to an employee, and as an employer trying to provide that, because we felt like we had to do it, and we had to do it because we wanted to attract good employees. But now that puts more responsibility back on the employer too, right? Because they've got to get more tuned in. It isn't just the one answer anymore. They've got to go out and kind of be aware of what's going on so they can provide a great package.
Yeah, so in the past, the employee wanted a rich benefit, low deductible, and, you know, what comes with that is higher costs next year. Mm-hmm. So that's where the employer, again, is going more towards the HSA, getting the money in the employee's hands to help control the costs going forward, and long-term costs.
Okay. And that's something that the employee himself can actually work on and controlling his own costs as well?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. When it's employee's money, it makes all the difference in the world.
Okay.
So if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can give us a call at 281-1150 or 886-887-1150. We'd love to have you in the conversation, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Biz Talk and WHBY.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guest is John Allness. He's with Allness Health Insurance and Wellness in downtown Appleton. Before we get back to the discussion, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Fox City Score. Our Fox City Score chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs a no-cost, confidential mentoring session. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, insurance, and many other specialties. In order to register for a no-cost, confidential mentoring session or to learn more about Fox City Score, visit us at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about the Score chapter and how we can assist you in starting and or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost, confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to SCORE. Within a few days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, SCORE is no cost and offers experts who offer assistance in many different areas of your business. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. And I'd like to tell you, too, that we got an award this week. Our local SCORE chapter did, and we're really proud of this. There's 305 SCORE chapters in the United States, and we recently found out that we ranked in the top 25 based on client surveys. And that's a wow moment for us, and we're very proud of it. We've been working hard to provide the best possible service to those we serve and to those people. And those people have told the SCORE National that we're doing it. So think about joining this great group of people. We're looking for mentors, and we'd be happy to have you.
And one little aside on that is we've got about 50 mentors. That's about the same number of mentors as they have in the city of Boston. So you have a service here in these eight counties that matches or is better than they have in some of the big cities. So come and see us. We're more than happy to work with you.
Another great reason to live in the Fox Cities.
Absolutely.
And one more thing before we turn back to John. Our SCORE chapter is also looking for someone to help us with administrative help. If you or someone you know might be interested in that, contact us at score.foxcities@scorevolunteer.org. That's score.foxcities@scorevolunteer.org. We'd love to have the help. So if you'd like to get in the conversation, our phone numbers are 920-281-1150 or at 886-887-1150. Give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. So, John, we're going to turn back to you, and one of the things we'd like to continue the conversation on is how can a small business approach the issue of health insurance?
Pat, that's a really great question. For if you're going to start a new business, if you've got a small business, you're thinking about getting into a small group plan, there's a couple of basics, and number one is to know that with the new healthcare law, everybody has guaranteed issue to health insurance. So every year during the annual enrollment season, November 1st to December 15th, everybody can buy insurance. And people with lower incomes are able to get some substantial tax credits to help them lower the premium of the health insurance. So that's number one, knowing that the employees do have access. Now, employees that are making higher incomes, so a couple over $65,000, a single person over $48,000, they do not have any tax credits, and that's where the incentives for employer to offer those employees insurance, because the group rates are actually lower right now than the individual market. It used to be just the opposite. But then approaching a small group plan, it's like, okay, what do I do? And again, it's good to sit down, set out a strategy as to what to do, and there are some newer concepts that employers can take advantage of to control the cost and get the employee a better benefit.
When you say a small group, well, what are people? What are we thinking about here? 4, 10, 50?
Small group can be down as low as 2 people,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't always make sense at 2, but usually at 7, 8, 9, 10, all of a sudden it makes more sense. If the employees have large families, so now the tax credit can go up to a much higher income. That adds a little bit of complication to it. So you got a family of 5 that can get a tax credit up to $100,000 of their income. For an employer to offer a small group plan, and now that prevents them from getting the tax credit. So that's really a tough spot that employers are put in, and along with employees with health insurance benefits.
Okay. So in other words, you better do your homework and know what's out there.
It really is, and there's some other options we can do that are alternatives to health insurance to get the employees some extra help, extra benefit. There are some reimbursement programs. There's some things coming up that I think are going to be pretty exciting with what we used to have. The employers could help pay the employees individually owned health insurance. That was taken away with the health care law. There's some things being proposed that's supposed to come out later this summer that might reverse that again. Association plans may offer some opportunities, maybe not. And then the other thing is the changes as they come in the future, which certainly will happen.
So how does a small employer, or where can a small employer go to get the help they may need to talk through some of these things?
So that's what we do at our business. So we're advisors, health insurance advisors, and help employers, you know, walk through the different things that they're facing and what their possible options are. There's many other licensed health insurance people out there that, do this throughout the country. It's always good to find someone that is on top of everything rather than just following, because the future in healthcare is going to be very different than what it is right now.
Well, if somebody has questions after what we've been talking about and so on, how do they get in touch with you to find out what they need or what they don't know?
So they can go to our website, ulnesshealth.com. It's our ULNESS, the word health. People sometimes tease me about my last name. Sounds a lot like illness, but, or wellness. Illness.
Hey, I always work with the wellness side. So I'm positive.
So illness, health, insurance, and wellness. And about 12 years ago, we added the word wellness because we believe that's where the healthcare and the insurance world is going to be. It's going to be focused on how do we make people well versus how do we fix things after they happen.
And what's the phone number?
735-2852. So area code 920-735-2852. We also do 800-386-0876.
Okay. So when I was working as a CEO for the company that I worked for, I spent probably 30 years working with health insurance with different agents to help pick a plan on an annual basis for us and our employees. And now that I'm retired, I've been working with you for the last couple of years, and I find it's almost like an attorney or an accountant or something that you need for a small business or an individual even to have the help of an agent that is informed and does stay on top of all this, because it's pretty confusing.
Absolutely. Don't do this on your own. Even people in the individual market, they'll go online and try to figure it out. And there's some people that get the most confused because it's very complicated. And there's no reason to. There's people like us out there that's willing and ready to help them, and that does not cost them any extra. All the fees that we get paid are paid by the insurance companies when people sign up for
them. So in other words, you're getting the same product with all of that knowledge for the same price that you would be getting if you went out there beating the bushes on your own.
Absolutely. You can buy an insurance plan from a web agent over in India, and you never talk to them again. Mm-hmm. And that person will get paid the fee that we get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in today's world, it's not as big as it used to be. It's way smaller, so it's all about being efficient, using technology, and being very effective with clients. So we offer both the one-on-one and we look to the future at no, really no extra cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to take another break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to BizTalk and WHPY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at wbd.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Randy Melzer, and we're talking to John Ulness from Ulness Health Insurance in Appleton. So we've talked about some of the things that we've done that have been happening in the past, and we'd like to roll into some of the things, John, that you see happening coming into the future. So where do you want to take us?
So Pat and Randy, there's just huge change coming. It's going to be driven by the consumer. And once the consumer realizes that they have other options, that they can go to for their health care and their health insurance. It's going to happen very quickly. So if you read the news lately, CVS, one of the largest pharmacy companies in the country, they're also one of the largest PBMs, pharmacy benefit manager, that works with prescription drugs. They are buying one of the largest insurance companies called Aetna.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all probably going to close later this year. So when, I'll say, give it 2020, you walk into a CVS pharmacy and you're going to see the pharmacy counter like you do now, but then you're going to see a doctor counter where you can see a doctor or a nurse. You're going to see a testing counter. You can get a bunch of lab tests done if you want them done at a set price. And then you'll probably see eye doctor, eyeglasses, audiology, hearing aids, and probably even an insurance counter.
Okay. So, you mentioned that's not the only big player that's coming into this area besides CVS, but there's other players that are also on the retail side that are coming in?
Yeah, so nationwide, it's not just happening here. Locally, right. There's some really big things happening where there are providers that are set up. They're doing direct pay.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk in, you get a set price. There's a large organization just north of town here, Novo Health. They started with OSI. They now have Neurospine, Neuroscience, Fox Valley Hematology that's recently bought by ThetaCare, along with a bunch of other independents. There's a cardiologist they have now. They've got some primary care providers. And they are truly going to help employers revolutionize the healthcare market. And what they're doing is bringing a process to provide better value to the consumer, to the employer.
Can you give us an example of why a consumer would go to a direct pay option versus the traditional?
Money. Patrick,
that does seem to drive most everything. Moving right along.
Here's a true story, and this actually happened. Someone needed some surgery done, and the first company doing this 18 years ago is down in Oklahoma City. It's called the Surgery Center of Oklahoma City. You go to surgerycenterok.com, and you can see a body, and you can click on the shoulder, click on the knee, and then you get a drop-down menu. It shows what the actual cost of having that procedure done, whatever it may be. And this one gentleman in Georgia, he needed something done. He didn't have insurance, so he clicked on this website, and he saw the cost was going to be $4,000. Well, then he went to the local hospital that already quoted him $40,000, and he said, "Explain this to me." And the hospital matched the price. He said, "You pay us up front, we'll take it for $4,000. We'll do it for $4,000. And he called up Dr. Keith Smith over at the surgery center and said, "Hey, just thank you. You just saved me a whole bunch of money." But that's what a market does. So a true market that's competitive, where people can see the price, they can see the value, can now make choices, and that's where the consumer comes in.
By going directly like that, these direct payer, direct provider programs, is that you're then cutting out a lot of the other areas that are taking part of these dollars, that makes it that $40,000 instead of $4,000?
So if you go down to their surgery center, it's just very flat. There really isn't any administration. The doctors are contracted. The surgeons will talk about how they make more money at this surgery center than they do at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just imagine the overhead the hospital has. You can imagine the salaries, the administrators, and everything else that goes into that. So the future is going to be more specialty type centers, lower cost, high value, mm-hmm. at set prices. And the government, so Medicare, is actually trying to do this with their value price programs, their bundled programs. And this company in town here called Novo Health are actually doing it, and they can do it for small employers as well.
So how does it, that's a bigger example. How about something maybe more routine? How would that work out as a benefit to the consumer again?
Yeah, something like, for instance, like a nurse practitioner, how does that come into play?
So the providers that are having set prices, mm-hmm. and again, there's providers here doing that right now, a lot of some nurses are doing this, some medical doctors are doing it. They set up a practice and just charge a set price, and people find they get much greater value. So one of them is nurse practitioners just south of the Butamore Golf Course. Her name is Rachel, and she has a clinic there, and she does not take any insurance. So people that have these high deductibles can go see Rachel and save a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. So maybe one of the traditional stereotypes would be, you would go to that kind of facility if you didn't have insurance. this maybe is changing that stereotype to saying, I have insurance, but I'm going to choose to go there because I'll know ahead of time what it's going to cost me. And that maybe allows me to buy a different plan, a more catastrophic plan later at a different point, which is a change in mindset too, right?
Correct. And this, again, the consumer, once they start realizing what's going to happen, how it's their money, so you go to the hospital system and the bill, you get the bill in the mail and it's $4,000, and you see you can go to Rachel at Nurse Practitioners and the bill is $100, it's your money. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a high deductible, you're now given a choice, and that's the one thing that's been missing.
Okay. One of the arguments that I hear on that, though, is the level of care. Again, is this, we've been taught that you have this high level of care at the hospital, you have this high level of care at the various clinics and so on, and that if you go to these, it's kind of like not that level. Is there any truth to that? Let me put it that
way. And that brings up a really good point, Randy, because the current system is you can't beat it for acute care. If mm-hmm. you're in an accident, you've got an event that's happening right now, you know, the hospital, you cannot beat it. America truly has the best healthcare system in the world when it comes to acute care. But now when you're talking prevention, when you're talking chronic care, how do we reverse chronic illness? How do we prevent chronic illness? Mm-hmm. It's this area where our healthcare system's really broken down, and a lot of it's the reimbursement system that, you know, doctors are really stuck in a system where they can't spend time with people. Mm-hmm. So these providers that do direct pay, that do private practice and all this, they can take the time. And
okay.
They can do the tests that maybe the insurance world does not recognize to help people.
Okay, so you are getting a high level. It's just a different variety, a different concept in the medical profession.
Yes, and mm-hmm. and there's some really big concepts coming. I don't know how much time we have to talk about that, but the functional medicine is another big area. There's a Dr. Scott Vanderwellen over in Menasha. He's a functional medicine doctor looking at the root cause rather than just treating symptoms. So that's mm-hmm. a big item. He's now introducing Dr. Bredesen's protocol to reverse memory loss, which is pretty amazing. He's taking this on. So he's taking this protocol where Dr. Bredesen's had great success in reversing memory loss, and he is offering it in his clinic. He does several meetings on it, and he's having great people with some success already.
Is that the memory loss thing? Are you talking about just a natural progression that people have as they age, or are you talking about like an Alzheimer's or dementia kind of memory loss?
Any kind. So what Dr. Bredesen, he's been at it for 30 years studying this, and he found out it's not just one thing. It's not just plaque. It's not just this. It's mm-hmm. it's many things. And he uses the example in his book about if you've got 36 holes in your roof mm-hmm. and you patch two of them, well, your roof is still going to leak. So you want to catch as many of those holes as you can.
Okay.
It's a multi-approach looking at the root cause.
Okay, so new forms of medical help.
That's where we're going, and the consumer is going to drive it, and employers are getting on this wagon. There's a bus tour going on this summer throughout the nation with this concept, and it brings in health coaches that work with doctors, and all these things that just everyday things that people don't realize, they're now being given some education and help to help themselves.
So we have a call on the line. Tony, are you there?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
There's a familiar voice.
How you guys doing? Hey, John, I haven't heard the show this morning. I just turned on the phone and wanted to call in. But I just want to give a shout-out to the services you provide. You helped me tremendously when I started my company in 03, and you provided a source of insurance for my family and me for a number of years. And you have served my references, to my referrals to you so well. I've never heard a negative comment from anyone who I've sent over to you as a business owner or an individual to talk about insurance. So this is a great opportunity for me to say thank you and just have folks here that you provide very good, intelligent, caring advice, and you want them to do the right thing. So thanks, John, for everything you did.
Tony, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I also want to let everybody know the local score chapter recently won an award, as Pat talked about. And I'm actually a beneficiary of the SCORE chapter going back 18, 19 years ago. I worked with Bill Devine, who was a local pharmacist in town. He had many different diabetes centers, and We had two meetings. He gave me some assignments, asked some really tough questions. And after the two meetings, I like to call him, refer to him as Father Divine, because he said, John, you're going to be just fine. But there were some really tough questions that I had to be asked. I need to get some answers to.
Yeah, he's been a real rock to the in the organization.
So.
Yep. We call him Cardinal Divine.
Okay,
well,
Tony.
Thank you, John. You did a great job.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks much. Take care.
Okay, well, now with that beautiful endorsement from Tony there, I think one of the things you do have to do is, again, let people know how to get in contact with you, where they can reach you. So
many people find us on our website. So Ulness, our last name, Ulness, U-L-N-E-S-S, the word health, health.com. And then we have our phone numbers listed there and contact information. And I guess, again, that shows how the business is changing, because we have people from all over the state that we do work with, and many people we can do it over the phone on the computer. Many people we do meet with one-on-one. I was down in Milwaukee this last week meeting with someone, and we enjoy what we do, and it's an exciting area. And I also see the changes happening is actually an opportunity for our business.
And I've referred somebody over just this last week over to you, because I do believe in what you're doing and the need for it and everything too. So good for you.
Well, thank you, Pat.
So I'd like to go back to the fundamentalist idea you were talking about before. How is that different than the doctor you were talking about, different than maybe what you're going to get if you go to a regular clinic?
So you're talking about functional medicine?
Functional
medicine. So a little quick story that kind of gives you a background. Out of 1989, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who's this really bright guy, knows a lot of other really bright people. He says, what's the future of healthcare going to look like? And this is 1989. And they had a meeting, and out of that, in 1991, was formed the Institute of Functional Medicine out in Gig Harbor, Washington State. And to date, they have over 100,000 practitioners throughout the world that are getting on board with this functional medicine approach, which basically looks at the body function. Dr. Bland, when you listen to him, he says, you know, the body, doctors don't want to do dysfunction, so we want to do function. And how do we make the body perform better? And the concept is we can actually die healthy. We don't have to live with all these chronic diseases if we look at the root cause of our health, of our different risks that we face with our health and what we can do about it. And out of this is now mushrooming out this concept of health coaches. So there's now functional nutritional health coaches. Just about anybody that's in a licensed practitioner can get trained in this. And the big part of it, it's taking time with the patient to listen. So their first thing is you spend about 2 hours getting to know the patient, understanding what's going on, and then you move on to the next part. But until you have that basic understanding, and the problem we have right now is doctors don't have time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go through the mill at the clinic or at the hospital where you get your 10 minutes, your 15 minutes, and that just doesn't seem to satisfy the situation. So this is the alternative.
Yeah, it's based on insurance payment. So insurance doesn't pay to make people well. And, again, that's a problem with our reimbursement. Goes back to the government with Medicare back in 1966 on how that all evolved.
So do you have any idea, I know this might be kind of an out there question, any idea what percentage of the healthcare industry is moving out into these direct pay and some of these other non-traditional types of medicine delivery versus what is still the traditional delivery method?
It's very small. In fact, they're going upstream. So, you know, the new healthcare law is one of the things they tried to get all the doctors hooked into a hospital system. So the doctors that are going on their own, and a lot of it's done out of frustration because they just want to be doctors. They want to help people. They don't want to be stuck into a system.
Okay. So, but it's probably...
It's very small. It's very small.
But that's the way most trends start too, right? You know, somebody starts something and everybody kind of watches to see how it goes, and then two more people step out and try it, and this probably might happen here too.
And that's where the acceleration of change is going to be so much faster than ever once the consumer realizes that it's their money, that they can take it where they want, and they can find better value on the upstream medicine side, the prevention side. That's what's really going to change this. And employers have already started doing it. Employers have on-site clinics. Employers are doing health savings accounts, putting the money in employees' hands and saying, listen, go find the help that you need.
And one of the things you mentioned was possibly association plans that people can get involved in, that type of thing. How do those some of those things for the employer, how do that kind of thing work?
So association plans have been a real big failure going back over history, but I guess when we start including these new items, these new approaches to health insurance and health care, you take the idea of functional medicine. What if all doctors practice functional medicine? Mm-hmm. Well, there's been studies out there proving that it reduces costs by 40%.
Okay.
Who would not want to have that? Plus, on the even bigger end is having better health.
Okay. So, again, it's planning. It's knowing what you're doing.
It's getting to where we need to go, because right now the system's not sustainable, and there's truly change needed, but I believe it's going to be driven by the consumer. So here's a question. How much time does a doctor spend with anyone? Mm. Very little.
10 to 15, maybe 15 minutes is a long one.
Yeah, people call it the 95-5 effect. So 95% of the time, people are in control of their own health. 5%, the doctor might have some influence. Mm. So it's very small. But yet all the money goes to the 5%, and we're not spending money on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things they do is even as radio commercials I've heard and so on, is the idea of asking questions when you're talking to the doctor and so on. Do you recommend that for people to really start asking questions about their health needs?
What does it cost? What's my benefit? What's my risk?
Mm-hmm.
Three basic questions you can just about ask for anything, and then make the decision. The days of, well, whatever I need, I give it to me because it's all paid by insurance. I don't care what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Is now changing. Hey, doctor, I've got a $7,000 deductible. This is my money. What do I really need?
Okay, all right. So if it's you take the pills and it'll be better in 7 days, or you don't take the pill and you'll be better in 7 days. That's an old joke, but
what makes it so complicated, because everyone is different and every situation is different. I met with a doctor last week, and he said, there's probably a solution for everything. We just have to find it.
Okay.
It's true. So we're going to take our last break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to BizTalk and WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Community. Credit Union.
So you have a new addition to your family, or you found that house that you've fallen in love with, or you're getting engaged to the love of your life, or planning a retirement that changes your lifestyle. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, plus checking, savings, and mobile account access that works for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's the camper that gives your family freedom to travel, or the new car that gives you peace of mind, the convenience of managing your money on your phone, or the security of growing your money locally. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, free and easy mobile services, plus checking and savings accounts that work for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk, and I'd like to take this time to thank our sponsors. We couldn't do this show each week without them. They include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hayling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, WBD, the Wisconsin Business Development Corporation, and we also have Kendale Marketing helping us with our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com. biztalkwithscore.com. And finally, the business news. If you aren't reading the business news, you should get all the news in Northeast Wisconsin concerning business. It's very informative. So, John, we'd like to turn back to you in a few minutes we have left to talk about the wellness part of your business and wrap up with that. So what is it that you're doing in terms of wellness education and other efforts to help push that along?
So the wellness is a big challenge because there really isn't a model that you can, you know, really generate revenue from wellness. And that's the big challenge with it. But the concept is to put the focus on health. You know, how healthy am I? How can I make myself healthier? How can I lower my risks of different diseases? If I do have some diagnosed diseases, how can I reverse them? How can I, you know, turn things around, minimize them? It really follows the model of functional medicine. So I've done a lot of reading on functional medicine, all the different providers out there. I can use some examples of Cleveland Clinic. They just put in a functional medicine clinic in their hospital. They've got a waiting list of 2,700 people, so you can imagine the success they're having. And even they talk about the problem because the model's not there to support it. What they do is they make people healthy, and insurance companies don't pay them for that. But when people, you know, again, that's where the direct care model comes in as well. So the other area on wellness, there's so much that we've learned since the human genome was mapped out back in 2003. So if people really know Craig Venter, and he thought it would take many, many years, but only took a couple years with computer technology, mm-hmm. mapped out the human genome. And then it's about 5-6 years ago that they realized that, hey, we're not destined to our genes. We can affect our gene expression. We can affect the gene clusters through our lifestyle, what we do, what we eat, you know, the stress in our life, the sleep in our life, different toxins. Again, this follows the functional medicine model. Mm-hmm. It also follows Dr. Bredesen, who's another functional medicine provider with the memory loss and all this. So the genomics, and there's different tests we can do right now. Right now you can get a gene test for $1,000, mm-hmm. and you know where some of your risks might be. And the, you know, question is, well, some people say, I don't want to know about it. And it's like, what if you could reverse it? What if you could do something about it?
Yes.
So you never face that. And they'll go, well, can you prove it? Or can you really? It's like, mm-hmm. yeah, the new research is showing that we can reverse a lot of this. And that's, I believe, the wellness. So you can imagine a wellness insurance program.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, it's kind of a model, very different. But that's the model that I think we're going to get to.
What about lifestyle? How does that play into it?
80%.
Okay.
So the research is showing that we have 80% control.
So what we eat, how we live, exercise, and the things we do can turn around and cut our expenses and costs for healthcare to that kind of extent.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And there's different blood tests. Again, the blood tests are not covered by insurance because it's not a pharmaceutical type model. It's more of a prevention model. So, you know, simple things, vitamin D, you know, it's not covered. Well, vitamin D, important for immune system, and again, a lot of research out there on it. And
mm-hmm.
you can go online and see it on both sides. People that say, oh, it's a bunch of hooey, and other people, but it's there, and there's research showing that it does make a big difference. So,
how about stress? How do you control or how do you lower your stress in life? That probably has a lot of impact here.
Pat, I'm an insurance guy. Yeah, so that's a big problem. We all have different areas of stress in our lives, and the problem is when it's chronic stress, when every day people are just faced with stress, and it's very difficult. So working with experts to help monitor that, help manage that stress. But what happens with stress is stress leads to disease.
Okay.
When you've got chronic stress going on, all of a sudden now you've got the cancer, now you've got these other diseases going on.
So to eliminate some of that stress and worry about your health care needs and about especially your health insurance needs, the best thing to do is call you at what address and what phone number?
You can call us and we can, you know, help you, and we can direct people to different things that might be able to help them out on all these items that questions you're asking me about. But you can reach us at our local office in downtown Appleton here, 920-735-2852, or go to our website, allnesshealth.com.
Wonderful idea. Okay. Well, that brings me, luckily, to the last part I get to do, and that is to ask you for our biz tip. What advice or ideas would you want to pass on to small businesses that are starting up, looking for help in this area? What would your advice be?
Small businesses, it's very important to have the right employees. And so you want to really invest in your employees and use your benefits. Use the benefits, at least set a plan to do that. It may not be an insurance plan. It could be other type of benefits that you can offer your employees. So advice to the employer, you know, new businesses, new employers, is to sit down and look at all the different options.
Okay.
So this is going to – you're not worried about unemployment in the near future, right? You're going to have a job for a long, long time in this area.
It's a growing area. There's many people that need help, and there's many people looking for better solutions, and we hope to provide some of those solutions.
Great. Okay. Well, then, you know, and like I said, have people get in contact with you and you know, really start learning about this stuff. Just don't cast your fate to the winds and hope it wins, hope it comes out.
Well, John, I'd like to thank you for coming in this morning. It's been great having you. And
great being here, Pat. Thank you.
It's a very exciting field, and it affects all of us. And with that, I'd also like to thank everybody for listening in this morning. It's been great having you, and go out and enjoy the nice day, and we'll see you next week.
Wonderful.